Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and so great to spend time with you guys. And this is a time of year that it seems to be nice most places, and lots are going on. I hope people are getting ready, whether you're in Hawaii or Europe or U.S. or Canada. It just seems like it's a good time of year. We connect so easily now, so I love this. And today, we are going to talk about Sarasota, Florida. Lots going on in the news right now with everywhere. So we're going to kind of take a stroll away from it all. And for your agents and brokers listening in, you'll really appreciate this and can do lots of referrals as well over in Sarasota, Florida. Sarasota, Florida is on the Gulf side of Florida. It has so many benefits besides just the weather, sunshine, including the cost of living. Larry Brodsteck is our guest today, and he has been licensed in the real estate industry since 1986, so he has a wealth of information, years and years of being in the business, selling hundreds of properties. I'm so excited because we're going to get firsthand information today and lots of tips as well. He's currently an associate broker with RE/MAX Alliance Group in Sarasota, Florida. He started out in the industry, I believe, in New Jersey as a certified residential specialist and now certified luxury home specialist. His expertise is with marketing, negotiating. He's helped hundreds of people realize their dreams through buying and selling residential and vacation homes. Nothing's like doing it for years and years and years through all these different markets and all the different changes, and still doing fantastic. So without further ado, I want to welcome Larry. How you doing? Thank you so much for coming on today.
Doing great, and thank you very much for the exceptional introduction.
I'm just looking at you've been in since 86, and it's just like I just, you know, firsthand when you've done that, what do they say? It takes, to become an expert usually takes like 10,000 hours is what you hear out there in different industries. And you've got, I guess, over 100 and some thousand hours. So that really makes you an expert of experts.
Nothing. What do we all learn from? All of the things that go good, the things that go poorly, and how you could correct it, make sure it doesn't happen again. And with the changes in the business over that time frame, you know, I can remember going back to the days when, you know, the fax machine was a new item. And we didn't. And we
remember,
had to drive
we didn't have voicemail back when you started. No,
very, very true, very true.
Yeah.
So it makes it so much easier to reach people and to be able to get, you know, and to be able to get things done.
Yeah, you know, I love it with all your expertise too. You're able to help so many people avert problems because you just know it so mm-hmm. well. That you're able to see situations and going, okay, what about this, or even with change, you know, and it just makes it so much smoother and really, really helps your clients tremendously, you know, to avert problems and to even see situations they might not see that are to their benefit. So I just love it.
We're working with, you know, people who have purchased many homes, you know, at different price levels and, you know, and first-time home buyers who, you know, don't even know some of the questions to ask. So it's, you know, you just got to make sure when you're working through the process that people know what, you know, what they're doing and how to get things done quickly.
Yeah, and that's kind of, it's, well, Sarasota, Florida, it's, you know, I've been in Hawaii for years, and then I'm back and forth between Hawaii and Maryland, and so it's, you know, living on islands gets you far and removed from places. Florida's got this nice blend where you're not, you know, you're so close, to, we're in the southern part of the U.S., and you're still close to everything, so you can get the benefits of being on an island without being on, you know what I mean? You can get the benefits,
yes,
of being far removed, but yet you're still not because you have everything with you. So tell us when you, how you, what got you into the real estate industry? I just always like to hear.
Well, I at the time
first.
I got into the real estate industry, I was in the rug business, and which is a great way to learn negotiating in different cultures and so on and so forth. But was actually making more in real estate as a hobby than,
wow,
you know, the actual income of, you know, why am I commuting and spending time on the road, and, you know, and I was just starting to experience business travel, which anyone who does it knows that there's nothing romantic about business travel and what a drain it is.
Right.
You know, it's not,
yeah,
that, oh, you're going to see all these places. And it's like, no, seeing the inside of the merchandise mart and spending, you know, 5 days in a city and, you know, all you saw was a lunch place was, you know, that's not your idea of travel. So,
now, you were in New Jersey? Was that starting in New Jersey?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Was based in New Jersey and was living at the Jersey Shore and, you know, doing some investment properties and, you know, summer rentals. And, that was around the time when my wife and I first, you know, had first met and decided that, you know, doing real estate full time would sounded like a good idea. And we were, you know, working at the Jersey Shore, and it developed from there. And having been a, you know, an investor and, you know, done renovations, and I felt like I had a little bit more of an edge of some people who, you know, just got a real estate license and, you know, expect what they teach you in real estate school to be what the real world is. And, you know, you find,
right,
out about properties and problems and, you know, that renovations, you know, the best case scenario is not what's going to happen. And, you know, little surprises like that and how you can make things better. So it was easy to relate to people. And
yeah,
that's, and built on it, from, you know, built on it from there.
Back in that time, we were just coming out of the high interest rate. I mean, the real, what, the rates in the teens, and I guess around 85, 86, we started seeing rates around under 10, which was like,
right,
heaven back then, you know? It was amazing,
exactly,
compared to now.
If you got a single-digit number, you were like, you knew somebody at the bank or...
right.
Or, you know, you lucked out, and, you know, and there was always ways, you know, figured out ways to put deals together. And then, you know, we went through the downturn after the, you know, tax reform of 86. We got into passive losses and things like that. And then the downsizing of companies. So we went through a very, you know, a very slow period in, I guess, maybe like 89 to 92 before things started to, you know, rebound.
And we had the Gulf War and everything. It was kind of a, yeah.
Yep.
You kind of... Wow.
And it, you know, by that point, we, you know, were, I'll say we were somewhat seasoned, and, you know, there was, you know, you've been in the business, so you know that there's, you know, when things are booming, there's, everybody has their real estate license. And, you know, a year or so later, there's people who are, people you were working with are, you know, waiting tables or tending bar because, you know, they can't do it, you know, do real estate.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's, so we went through all of that span, and you know, just for the fact of being there and being successful, you know, built on it. And we were at the Jersey Shore, so we, you know, our audience was basically North Jersey, New York suburbs, and the Philadelphia suburbs. So,
did you get licensed in both states? Is that what you, or you kind of worked it through with other,
no,
people?
No, no. It's your clients came from, you know, your clients basically,
oh, gotcha,
came from four states: New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, but all the properties that we were selling were just Jersey Shore, so it was only to be licensed in one state.
Oh, okay. That's really good. And then you got the, because the, so you stayed there for quite a while, huh? So then that's the market. Did you always stay, were you with a different company or Remax or at the beginning?
We started out with we were recruited by a very small broker, and we thought that that was, you know, because we knew him and that it would be it. And it was one of those cases we found that it was too small. So we ended up within about a year moving to what was the largest independent on the in the area that we were working.
Oh.
And we stayed there until a Remax franchise came about, which was 1996.
You knew Darko. Remember the East Coast? Really? So, okay. Did you do the East? Did you do a franchise, or did you work with them?
No, I did. I was the first agent hired by one of the fellows who, you know, actually was a former manager for the company that we worked for. You know, took the plunge, bought the franchise, and went out on his own. And we were the first agents to, you know, go sign on with him. And, you know, he built that business up, and that was continuing to grow. And, you know, just as lifestyles evolve,
right.
We had an older, you know, we have two daughters, and their opportunities in education were starting to change. And we happened to be doing a business venture in Florida, and people who we knew had moved to Orlando, which we had no interest in going to. But we did a weekend down there, and they had said, oh, you know, we're moving to, you know, Siesta Key. What, you know, we're going to go there this weekend. Why don't you come and check it out? And my older daughter was with me for that long weekend. And we figured, well, we've got a car with rental car with unlimited mileage. Why not? So
sure.
We drove over and were just amazed at the beaches and,
wow.
You know, and the setup of the, you know, the city and the, and we only spent about, I don't know, 4 to 5 hours, you know, maybe half a day here, and went back saying, I got to come check this place out. So what I did was I signed up for a CRS course for 5 days and came down, took the CRS course in Sarasota. Did the course by day and driving around at night, and went home with a contract.
Congrats! Did you really fell in love with it?
Yes.
Wow.
And just as the way things turned out, we came down. My daughter liked it so much and wanted to be out of New Jersey. She transferred in her senior year to finish in Sarasota High School, and the opportunities for my younger daughter. Was to get into Sarasota has a gifted school called Pine View, and I just read an article today. It was again ranked number one in Florida, and it's ranked number 19 in the country, and it is part of the Sarasota public school system. You do not pay for it. You need to
really
be tested for it. And it is a remarkable school.
It's a
school set up. It is set up second through 12th
okay.
grade. And she started in her fourth grade there. And so she did 8 years there. And that got her into New College of Florida, which is the Florida Honors College, the smallest college of the state university system. But that was just like another benefit we had, you know. We knew people that were paying $34,000 to $40,000 for private school in New Jersey and not getting things at the level that Pine View had.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to go. That
yeah.
That what year was this when you moved over down there?
We arrived on. We left New Jersey on New Year's Day of 2005.
Okay.
So and the girls started school on, I guess, January fourth or whatever, the way it fell on the first day back at school, they were there in new schools, and we took off from there. So I was still doing, I still had a lot of, having been in New Jersey for so many years. I did go back and forth for a couple of years and continued to do business in both states for a couple of years as I wound one down and, built another one up.
You know, with the internet, though, now it's so easy to do that when you know the area so well. We do so much virtually all the time. It's so easy to do it. It really is. It's, you do get the territorial stuff, but it's still easy because you know it. You grew up in New Jersey, so you know that area.
Yeah.
And then Sarasota is like, I wanted to mention something which is off the cuff on what we're talking about, but you would appreciate this because you've been in so long. I've been in, back with RE/MAX, I was with RE/MAX in 1989. I was Coldwell Banker, 85, Coldwell Banker, Long & Foster, and then RE/MAX. And then I started my own company in 1990. Didn't plan on it, but RE/MAX was trying to force me to buy a franchise, and I didn't want the franchise, right, at the time.
Right.
I just didn't want to do that.
Yes.
I was doing a higher price listings at the time, and one of them was doing discount, which we do a menu now, we can't discuss commissions, but back then I was like, no, I'm going in, and they're asking me to lower it when I didn't need to, but the reason they wanted me to buy a franchise is because their office was like, almost 45 minutes away, an hour away, and I'm raising my son. I didn't want to go that far. I wanted to be within 10 minutes of home, right? Like, I leased a little office space. They said, you can't do that. You can't do that. Long story short, I ended up opening my own. But the RE/MAX concept of getting your own, I loved the 100%, which I think they do it's differently. Depends on who, it's changed a lot now. But one thing they did that I loved was you would get all your own listing calls, which helps
and that
all your
still
own
was
listings.
The case. Yep.
Yes, and we incorporated that through our brokerages because I believe in it fully, and you'll appreciate this now. Like with Zillow, I think a lot of us in the membership, we have a lot of agents and brokers in membership. I want to address this subject because like with Zillow, they're taking all our leads and reselling them to other people.
Right.
And on all our listings, constantly. Like you don't get your own calls the way we used to in the old days, because of all the different third-party companies doing things. It's fine we do internet data exchange, but it just jogged my memory and made me, I know you would appreciate and understand that, the new people coming in are used to seeing new business done this way. But for us old-timers, it's a little bit difficult because I still believe you're going to sell your listing and push to sell your listing more than somebody else that doesn't know your listing, right? So
who knows you better? The person who was there and from the get-go.
Right, and we didn't have the agency disclosure. We started the buyer agency was early 90s. Like we didn't have, and now, if we sell our own listing, the buyer is a customer, and you have to be honest and disclose, which you should be anyhow. But you could still sell your own listing, and now they're taking it to where you're not even getting that lead at all, which is not right? And I would love this to be able to somehow, but it reminded me with the RE/MAX getting your call. We would constantly sell your own listings, 80% of them, and it's different now. But I think for the sellers, it's much better if they can still go back to that model somehow and if we can figure out a way to get that out there. I just had to mention it because it's been a big thorn in a lot of agents and brokers' sides, and I don't think the sellers, property owners, even realize how huge it is, so I just had to throw that in there because I knew you would get it, from the way we've always done business versus how it is now. So Sarasota, are you still just as in love with it as you were when you first went down and moved in 2005?
Exactly. My only regret was I didn't do it sooner. And it's just because we're kind of, we're all creatures of habit, and it's like, well, this is what I do, and this is where I'm doing it. And until you actually see something that drives you to, maybe there is something better out there, and there absolutely was.
Yeah.
It was also getting New Jersey with regulation, and, they were really making it more difficult, just to do business. And it's like, killing you with fees and things like that. So I guess some of that was chipping away at me too, that I was more open to. One of my clients, which was one of the reasons I was down here with the, we were working on a, is there's anybody's ever heard of the Ron John's surf shops, which is in Cocoa Beach. Been around for a long time. Well, he's originally a, there is a Ron, and I know him, and he is a client. And we were doing, looking into doing a joint development, which we ended up not being able to work out, but that was what, and he was after me. He says, you should be in Florida. There's, you know, why are you going through all of this difficulty? And he would make his, you know, an annual pilgrimage to come up from New Jersey to come to the, from Florida to come to the New Jersey store. But it was like, he says, I'm not sticking around here all year.
Wow.
Not when I can be there. And, you know, he was another one who was, you know, he was absolutely right. And, you know, got us down here and, you know, and it's there's so much available and so much to do because we're basically an hour south of Tampa. And Tampa's more the big city. You know, Sarasota is a, you know, is a small city. But basically, you know, Sarasota was developed by, you know, John Ringling and his brothers with the circus. And that put a lot of things on, he was, you know, a real estate developer. So a lot of things that were created down here, were done by a, someone who knows how to, do a show and promote things. So
wow.
There was a lot of, you know, nice things that were done and even in the layout. So, you could be downtown, you could be a half an hour away from downtown, but still between, you know, restaurants, you know, the downtown has the ballet and the opera and, you know, a couple of museums. And, so Sarasota was always known as, you know, an art center.
Okay.
And that has,
you have all of
and
that.
That has remained. Yeah. Now, if you want something bigger, you know, there's the Dolly Museum in Tampa, in Clearwater and St. Pete. So there's more attractions, but we're talking about an hour away. So if you run out of things to do down here, which is very difficult, anything that might be missing is very, very close by.
So you're on the Gulf, though. I've been to Sarasota a few times. Like, you're on the Gulf, right? Basically.
Yes.
So you're not,
yes.
You're, and it's, so you're getting that warmer water, I would say, right?
The
Gulf's a little bit warmer.
The city is on the bayfront. So,
okay.
In Florida, the barrier islands are known as the Keys. Okay. So when you're heading
right.
North to south, the northernmost key in Sarasota County is Longboat Key. Then you've got Lido Key, which is directly west of the city, downtown city of Sarasota. And Lido Key kind of wraps around St. Armand's Key. And when John Ringling laid out St. Armand's, he did it as a circle and spokes on a wheel. And St. Armand's Circle is Sarasota's Rodeo Drive. You could buy.
That's right.
You know,
that's why I've been around there. Is that where the nurse is kissing the soldier? I mean, remember the very famous? Because I've been there.
That's at the edge of the road that goes from downtown, which runs along the bayfront and goes over the John Ringling Causeway. It takes you onto St. Armand's. You know, and that's where, you know, you can get anything from an ice cream cone to you know, a gourmet meal, from a T-shirt to a Rolex. It's all available.
Like
everybody
Rodeo
will
Drive.
Go just to walk around, you know, and, you know, to see or be seen.
That's
The next key down is Fiesta Key. Fiesta Key is the largest barrier island in Florida. We've been awarded, we've kind of been a victim of our own success, because Dr. Beach does his 10 best beaches in the country every
mm-hmm.
year. And Siesta Key Beach, when we first moved here, I think it was number 3. It was generally always in the top 5. Well, about 4 years ago, we made it to number 1.
And
congratulations.
The traffic increased exponentially. The following year, I think it was Yahoo Travel. The year after that, TripAdvisor. And then we got Dr. Beach named us again, because you can't repeat, but you can stay in the running for future. So
okay.
We have been like 4 out of the past 5 years, we've been on the top of a number of lists. So
I've noticed it says I was looking at some facts. It's got wow. It says you were there's restaurants, Zagat rated restaurants. It says there's more in a 20-mile radius than any other city in Florida. There's always
When you looked at Sarasota beats out Naples, Palm Beach, and Miami for that occasion of the
I think it's
of the demographics
really
that we have. Yeah.
Well, it ranked as the best small city in the U.S. That's that's so. How many? What? And then I've noticed here. I'm just pulled up some different facts that I was looking at too, because I think of it as Sarasota, and then you've got the ocean, and the Gulf, and the Keys, etc. But it says aside from the ocean, Sarasota contains Miyake River, which has 58 miles of canoeing, kayaking, and fishing opportunities.
Miyake River State Park is a huge preserve. The Miyake River runs from somewhere around Orlando and heads southwest, comes through Sarasota County, and empties into the Gulf right by Venice, which is kind of like the midpoint of Sarasota County. Miyake, it's an unbelievable nature preserve. Miyake River is known as having the biggest alligators in the state of Florida.
I was just thinking alligators. Oops, when you said canoeing and kayaking, I'm like, do they really do that?
Yes, they do. And very honestly, I would not sign up for that.
No, that was the first thought that came to my head when I think kind of, because I love canoeing, I love kayaking, and
I would kayaking is a lot more fun in the bay, where you're not looking, because alligators do not like salt water. If they are in salt water, it's a mistake. They were driven there by a flood or overflown basin,
right.
Something like that. They'll eventually be in the middle of the state, but it is if there's a puddle in Florida, there's likely to be an alligator there. That's just a fact of life. But
you have that many alligators there, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. But there are the only people that have a problem, and I've been here now since 14 years. The only time I heard of a fatality with an alligator in this area was someone who fed alligators in his canal and then would swim in the canal. And
you're kidding.
Alligators have a – no, alligator – this happened down in Port Charlotte. Alligators have a major do not like people. But if people feed them, the alligator then identifies the person as a food source. And that's what indicates that otherwise you will not have any interaction with the
what was this guy thinking? Wow.
Well, there's
my goodness. Well, what was then,
yeah.
what was he doing? What was he on, I mean, I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah. Yep.
That's sad. The city in Florida welcomes 4 million visitors every year. So I guess you guys are really swamped during the winter.
Yes. Winter season, it starts between, people will start coming, you'll start seeing the car carriers showing up around Halloween, and they're delivering the cars for the people that are, going to be down for 3-4 months, and they're dropping off, cars at condo complexes, so when people fly in, their car is already there, we're pretty well, fully occupied until, some point in April. Now, we don't have – when we first moved here, and this is, again, the way the demographics have changed over the past few years, when season ended, it was kind of a big exodus. And everybody said, nobody sticks around Florida in the summer. And I thought that was great because it's off season and, you know, there's,
right.
I don't like lines and, you know, this is great. There's no problem getting parking at the beach. And we now have much more of a summer rental business where you have people
really?
Who it's cheaper to come to Florida than it is to rent in some of the, I mean, the rental prices that I see like on Siesta Key is a
right.
steal compared to what we used to charge for properties on Long Beach Island in New Jersey.
Really?
Because in Long Beach, when you're pulling from such a, you know, when you're pulling from the, you know, 2 hour, you know, circle from Long Beach Island included New York, Philadelphia, down as far as Baltimore. So
right.
you had such a mass of people, and they're only there for the, you know, the 10 weeks of summer. They pay
right.
huge numbers.
Right.
Get
Makes
now,
sense.
If you're, you know, if I was going to write that check, why would I spend $10,000 for a big oceanfront in New Jersey when I could come down and get a nicer house than that in July, which is off season here, for maybe half that?
Right. That makes sense.
But,
makes sense.
You know, it definitely makes the, you know, and, you know, flights are cheaper because it's off season. So there's, to me, there's just so much opportunity and, you know, and a lot less crowds.
It's not too hot, right? Is it too hot? Is it hot? Or just, I guess it's not hot. Like,
no,
I
will say I do like the heat, but hot in Florida is a lot more comfortable than those horrendous days that you get in the Northeast when there's no air movement.
Which is really muggy and all that. That's really good. Wow.
Yep.
Well, what's,
yep.
It says there's an average temperature of 72 degrees, but I don't know. I guess that varies in the summer.
I thought today, you know, there's basically, you know, maybe 20% of nice white fluffy clouds. It's 85.
Wow, that's perfect. That's really perfect.
You know, tonight it'll go down to 68, 70 at night.
Wow, that sounds like perfect to me. I've been so used
mm-hmm.
to Hawaii with always 70s, 80s, but we're having different weather there now too. So the
mm-hmm.
Sarasota County, because I'm trying to get it. I've been there before, but I'm trying to get an idea. It says it has 13 public beaches, over 35 miles of powder soft sand along beachfront. Sarasota's Siesta Key Beach has been consistently named one of the top beaches in the United States. Which you told. So Sarasota County really makes up more than the town. So if you want to come in, say, are there a lot of vacation rentals? Are there suburbs, like, you know, what I'm like if somebody wants to buy out a little bit but still wants to be in town,
yes.
Does it include other towns?
That's,
I guess, gives me an idea.
It's kind of like, you know, no matter where you live, the way things are laid out are a little quirky. In Florida,
right.
You could be a city, you could be a town, or you could be unincorporated. So when people say, I'm going to Sarasota, the city of Sarasota is the northwest corner of Sarasota County. And the
okay.
city, which includes downtown, it includes like where Ringling Museum is, it actually includes Lido Key and St. Armand's. That's all part of the city. However, and they always say that's got a population of 55,000. Now, within the city limits. Now,
okay.
If you're driving east on one of the main roads, and I'll just use Fruitville Road as an example, you're going to drive about a mile east of, 2 miles east of the bayfront, and you're still going to be in Sarasota. You're going to have a Sarasota zip. You are not within the city limits. You are within the county. So if you went to pull a building permit, you wouldn't go to the city. You would go to the county.
Okay.
Okay. But when somebody says, you know, I live in Sarasota, well, that could mean you live in, you know, on the Gulf Front Ritz-Carlton on Lido Key. You could also live in Sarasota east of I-75 in a $250,000 20-year-old ranch house. Okay, but you're still in Sarasota.
So let's get, okay,
Sarasota,
so if you're doing, oh, okay. So That's pretty big.
It's a big area, but even if you are in that $250,000 ranch house east of I-75, you're about 12 miles to Lido Beach.
About 12 miles? That's not far.
Yep.
No.
Right. Now, in the summer you can make that in 15 minutes. During season, it may take you a half hour to 45 minutes.
Because of the traffic, yeah.
Yes. And the traffic is not going to be when you start out from your house. It's going to be when you get close to the beach.
So let's say just on a kind of general terms, what's the cheapest? I don't want to say cheapest. What's the lowest, I guess, you could buy a condo for that you could vacation rental all the way up? I mean, are prices anywhere from one price all the way up to so many million, depending on where are?
Yeah. Yes, and I'll use Lido as an example because I just used the Ritz. There's a penthouse in the Ritz that closed earlier this year for $5 million. That same road, on that same beach, there are condo buildings that were built in the late 70s, early 80s, which might be a 1,000 square feet, 1,200 square feet, 2 bedroom, 2 bath. You might get into one of those for $400,000.
Okay.
That's how much but that's what I mean. There's something for everyone. That's how much what a range you have on that one little strip on Lido Key. And they're both the same distance to St. Armand's. They're both the same distance to downtown. You could buy a downtown condo in one of the newer buildings from – when I say newer building, something that was built in the past 10 years, as low as, again, that $250,000. One comes
really?
To mind in a complex called Broadway Promenade. It's 10 blocks north of downtown. You're not going to have a bay view. You're going to have a city view. But it's a complex that was built in 2006, 2007. Fitness center, pool, 9-foot ceilings, and those could be rented monthly or on an annual basis.
So you can't do vacation rentals a couple days or a week?
No. And that could be in, and up and down the county, there are areas where you could rent, even nightly, where it's zoned accordingly. The predominance of the city zoning is one-month rentals. There are areas where it could be done less than that, but generally governed by the zone that you're in. Like there's single-family houses around Siesta Key Village where you could rent 3 days or weekly. But most of Siesta Key, if you've got a single-family house, it's got to be a monthly rental.
And so everything there, everything fee simple? Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yes. It is still fee simple, but there are a couple of co-op setups around Sarasota where you're buying the shares in the – so sometimes those are a little bit different. People are not used to those unless, you're coming are familiar with that Philadelphia, but not in general, everyone else.
Right. No, I agree with you. Co-ops are different. So the price range, so literally someone could come in, and what about your maintenance fees? Like when you're looking at a lot of the condos, are they high maintenance fees? Or, of course, again, it depends on the property, I'm sure, but overall.
Yeah, it depends on the property and the amenities that complex that I just described, because I'm familiar with the unit. I was just talking about it. I used it for a comp about a week ago. Their fees are about $600 a month, which
is that
in
for
my
the
opinion
one for about $250?
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
For $250, in my opinion, that's on the high side. There are condos that are on Siesta Key where you could be you're easily walking distance to the beach. You're going to cross the main road, go across to the beach, but you could buy a condo for $300, $350, and the condo fee is maybe going to be $350 to $375.
Does it typically include utilities or just the maintenance?
No,
or?
The maintenance and the amenities of the advantage for a condo, especially in Florida, is the insurances, because most of your condo fee is going for the master policies on the
okay.
on the buildings. Okay, because one part that's higher cost of living is probably our property insurances, because if
that makes
you
sense
are
because
buying,
of flood.
Well, if you're buying anywhere on any of the keys, you are automatic even on the mainland side of the bay, where you could be on the bayfront or on one of the canals. If you're in where they draw the map and say that you're in a wind zone, you're gonna get two policies. You're going to get a homeowner's policy that covers what every other homeowner's policy covers, except wind, which they consider hurricane
okay.
insurance. And then you're going to get a wind policy, which is separate. So if there is a hurricane, you're covered under that policy. Now, that may have
and
a
then FEMA for, oh,
deductible.
Okay.
And then if you're in the flood zone, you're going to have a flood policy. So in most, if you're buying on the key, getting any of the keys and you're, you know, getting financing, you're going to have three policies.
Three policies. I've heard over the years if people are buying, you know, in Florida, they've always want to put contingent on checking out the cost of the insurance, right? Because sometimes it's
we have a standard disclosure that goes with our contract that says if the insurance exceeds a certain amount, the buyer can walk.
Yeah, because I mean I've heard of some really outrageous, but on the yeah it depends on, wow. So the flood insurance is going to be pretty well through FEMA. I guess it's going to be pretty high, but it depends on the whole package.
Flood,
so when you're
the whole thing with flood is the elevation, and if you're buying
okay.
an older property, and I can give you a real good example. I had somebody who was looking at a bayfront that was about 25 years old. It had been renovated, but was not up to, you know, the current elevation. Now, when it was built, it was fine, but of course now it's not. If the house, you
right.
know, they're saying the first floor is too low. That property
oh, no.
had a flood policy of about $4,500. Okay, now that was a property that was the asking price was $1,450. The house is probably worth $1,300.
Okay.
A few years ago, I had a bank-owned bayfront of 8,000 square feet that I sold for $3.2 million. Because of the elevation of that property, the flood policy was $375.
Wow, what a difference. How high up was it?
Well, it was everything was elevated. You had this grand staircase.
It was
staircase.
A pet. Oh, okay,
it was,
that's great.
It was right on the bay, and the only thing that was ground level was the three car garage on one side, a four car garage on the other, and an open loggia area underneath. That's how much of a difference the elevation makes on the on the flood insurance.
So it's still, but it sounds like you really have to check that out, but you know it really well. Now, let's tell people how to contact you. People that are brokers and agents that listen to this at other times know to to go through and we can give the information, but let's do it for other listeners as well.
No problem. My cell phone is 941-993-3125. You can call me. You can text me. My email is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, at and first initial and last name. So Larry at LBRZOS like Sam, T like Tom, EK.com. And what I usually say, if it looks wrong, you did it right, because the Z is silent. And my website is LarrySellsSarasota.com. You can email me directly.
Sarasota.com. Okay. What's Sarasota Real Estate Connection?
That's also, I don't use that website as often. That will take
you
to my website, but Sarasota Real Estate Connection is my Twitter.
Gotcha. Oh, good. Fantastic. So when you compare the prices, you compare all over, Sarasota just sounds, I mean, when you're looking at the whole state of Florida, let's see, we've got, I've flown in there before, what the airport, which airport would you go to for there? To,
well, this is one of the things that is not really one of our best advantages. Sarasota has a great airport. It's right on 41. It's 9 miles north of downtown. However, it doesn't go to a lot of places that everybody wants to go.
Right.
Like there,
so you have to go to Tampa. Got it.
Yeah. Tampa has so many more flights, and also Fort Myers. Tampa Airport is 55 miles north of a 55-mile drive to Tampa Airport to Siesta Key. Siesta Key to Fort Myers Airport is 72 miles. There's less traffic going to Fort Myers because you're on 75 almost the entire time. So either of those are really easy connections and generally much cheaper flights.
Can somebody, would you say for, I love it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Sarasota is a great airport. And if it happens to work, now we just had Allegiant Airlines start flying out of Sarasota and the four flights they added were Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Nashville, and I think somewhere in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah. And so we're starting to get a little bit more exposure. Everybody was all excited when Southwest bought, was it AirTran? Because AirTran used to fly into Sarasota. And people were going, oh, we're going to get all these Southwest flights. Well, what Southwest did in their infinite wisdom was they got rid of all of their Sarasota flights and added them to Tampa and Fort Myers.
Oh, no.
Which,
that's not.
Another case of be careful what you wish for.
Isn't that the truth, really? Florida, though, doesn't have you don't have the state tax, right?
No, there is
state
no
income
tax.
That saves people
Correct.
A bundle. I mean, it's got a huge, right? Depending on your tax bracket. And then what about your sales tax when they're on day-to-day items you purchase?
Sales tax is basically, and here's a good example, because the municipalities can add their own. If you bought something downtown, it's 7%. If you bought something in the county, it's 6%.
Oh, didn't know that. That was kind of – but that's one. I'm looking at some other things. One thing, for golfers out there, it says Sarasota County has over 1,000 public, private, and semi-private golf courses for residents and visitors to enjoy. That's quite a lot.
Yes. And it's everything from play level of Founders Club was a relative – was a subdivision that was done in the mid-2000s. That was one of the top-level golf course architects that they got to do that course. Laurel Oak has two golf courses. That's also a gated community. There's a TPC course, Prestancia, in Sarasota. There's some variations for those who golf. There are golf communities where you can buy that you have to be a member of the club, and there's golf communities where you can buy and not have to be a member of the club or join the club on any level, whether it's social, tennis, full golf, social, and any of that. So, again, there's a lot of choices, and just because a community has, you don't have to be a golfer to – say, I want to live in that community. You know, I just like the open space and seeing people, away from my house.
Would you say in Sarasota, this is your – because it sounds like there's just so much to do, and you've got the arts, the culture, theater, the beaches. Would you say, in your opinion, most people – there's many, many more retirees or families or just a mixture?
It's a mix. It's a mix.
Really is a mix.
Sarasota has always been in the, I think in the top five of, it was known as retiree. It was always in the top five as far as median age for all of the counties in Florida. But it was also in one, most of the time it was either three or four in the median net worth. It was, it would be like, there's a lot, and that's why there's, I think there's a lot of services and things to do available because you've got people with a lot more disposable income. So it does raise the bar of what's, you know, of what's around you. But you've got so, you know, again, we've got new construction is booming because everybody loves new. And what's really being developed is, I-75 parallels the coast, usually about 8 to 10 miles in from the Gulf. Now we've got more building because the pastures on the other side, on the east side of 75, is the only place where you can get a big piece of land.
Wow.
So that's, you know, there's very little infill, you know, subdivision that's, you know, that's available without going east or further south in the county.
Sounds like it's great. Booming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you believe our hour just about went by already? We have about 7 minutes left.
Wow.
We didn't even throw in a commercial. We have to have you back on here too and fill in people. And this is just the I know Larry, you love to do referrals, and we've got people in the broker and the membership that are all over. So those listening in, you're the go-to guy for this. So this is exciting, very exciting. So one thing we didn't touch on at all, just briefly. What about healthcare? Are there hospitals, doctors? I mean, of course there's doctors, but I mean, what's the healthcare
okay.
like?
the number one employer in Sarasota County is Sarasota Memorial Hospital. If you look up Sarasota Memorial Hospital, I think it's U.S. News and World Report does the rating every year of the hospitals. There's usually like six of their divisions are like number one.
Wow, good.
It is amazing. You know, their campus is huge. You know, of how much is and it's all different specialties. It's all different specialties.
That's great. Well, sounds because Sarasota's kind of tucked over there a little bit. Now, when you had the hurricanes, of course, everybody's concerned with that nowadays. And I think last year, was it September? It was just everybody did such a fantastic job of evacuations.
September 10th to 11th, and it was the first time we ever evacuated.
Really?
We were supposed to get a direct hit onto Sarasota / Siesta Key, and it ended up making a turn after it went over Marco Island and Naples and went about 40 miles inland.
We had
no real consequential damage. I mean, some people lost carport roofs. There were some damage to some of the big aluminum buildings that they use for the dry slips for boats, but we had a lot of trees down because one thing that's nice about Sarasota does not have any kind of skyline like Miami. The tallest buildings that were ever built in Sarasota were 18 stories, and they're now limiting them to 12.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And even our high rises on, you can't build a high rise on any of the keys anymore. The tallest building on Siesta Key is a 10-story condo.
That is interesting. Very interesting.
Everything is, kind of lower to the ground. You have a lot of green space. You have a lot of trees, a lot of palm trees. So it's not, if anybody's, you know, familiar with, you know, going to like Fort Lauderdale or, you know, Miami, where everything is concrete and pavement. The West Coast is not like that at all, and it's not going to become that.
Beautiful. I would think they would build up and then low. You know, I would think they would kind of not pierce
well,
and appear in post.
Well, that's what they do now. What you have is, you know, the if they can, they'll do like retail or commercial on the first floor or your first couple of levels or parking, and then your stories go up from there. But they are capped at,
It sounds wonderful. Sounds really great.
It's really an amazing place on how much is available within, you know, basically a fairly short distance.
Sounds great. Especially for snowbirds, too, you know, just to come over for the winter and come back or living there the whole year. So for you, you know, we've got a couple of minutes. We'll get about 3 minutes left. I hate to the end. I don't want to be cutting you off. I guess in Florida, you can kind of get anywhere pretty quickly, right? It's only going to be a few hours, give or take traffic, right, for you to check out other areas.
You being from Maryland, and you can appreciate this because, you know, we moved here from New Jersey, and if you go, you know, 6 hours from New Jersey, you've gone through like six states.
Right.
Okay, we moved to Florida, and our older daughter starts Florida State College, which is in Florida State University, which is in Tallahassee. Tallahassee is a six-hour drive from Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You don't realize how big Florida is until you're here. You can go across it in, you know, 2.5 to 3 hours, you know, in, you know, but as far as, you want, and that's what adds a lot to the diversity and the differences, you know, to Florida. You drive an hour and a half, it's about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes to Naples. Now, when you go to Naples, considered that's like on a straight line with Miami, that's considered subtropical. They actually have some different trees that do well there that it's not warm enough or wet enough to thrive in Sarasota.
Oh, wow. That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Now, we go an hour north of Tampa. You go an hour north, go an hour from Sarasota to Tampa. You go an hour north of Tampa, and you've got different change. You've got much more green trees and a lot less palm trees.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just that there's so many differences, and you know it's all available.
We have to check it out. I'm partial on the golf side. Yeah, I say golf, but I know I need to start saying Keys, right? But I love that side. It just always seems a little bit more quiet than the east side. Beautiful. Well, we have to have you back and talk some more about Sarasota, too, and then we get into some other, because this is just goes by too fast. 1 hour is not enough time to go over.
And we kind of just scratched the surface. That's how much, you know, there is here. So if there's, you know, anybody who wants any specific information, just let me know, and, you know, I'll gather that together for you.
That'll be fantastic. Have to do referrals. So if you want to say anything out there, one last thing, comment, I guess, for moms and dads, agents, brokers, about that. What do you love the most, actually, about Sarasota? And then we'll bring you back again.
It's just, every day is a great day, even if it rains, because it doesn't rain long.
I love it. You're on vacation.
Get in the car, put the top down, and just do what you need to do. It's a lot more fun to do it here.
I love it. So thank you. And we'll talk soon, I
hope.
Thank
you.
To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.